I apologize for the pause. It's just something that, you know, whenever there's a something happening that didn't before, I was gonna sort of assess. That the Rainbow Children is a biographical as well as a political piece means, among other things, that it must be placed within the context of Prince's continuous growth as a person in full possession of his authenticness. And though we've said it before, it can't be said enough. We can't cast light on his particular challenges, the path he walked, his stumbles on it, without acknowledging the role of the state's agents placed on it to undermine his mission and distract him with false issues. I.e., we must see Power's MO of agent surrounding, flooding those it fears with their own folks, occupy them with psychic suffering. And I hate to always say this, but there may be folks who haven't heard me say this. The fact that someone like myself is being subjected to this reveals the reality that they use this almost before, in any case. Perhaps they're being more cautious now, casually. That they have been so accustomed to just dispensing with whoever they choose, whenever they choose, that they use it on someone who they perceive might be a threat down the road. I mean, that's one possibility. I mean, I know I was in the crosshairs because I wrote Waking Up, but I also have to point out that it seemed to intensify with the radio show, so that it could also be a factor of Prince himself having discovered this show, because it did exponentially increase the assault with the radio show. Maybe one day I'll know. I've posed this once before in case there is someone who does know him and may know, in fact, whether he... I was speculating he found out about this show because my son and I appeared on a internet television show called The Shaman's Den with Frank Moore, and who has he has since died, a philosophy similar to Prince in terms of being fearless and believing in claiming our full gifts, and not excluding or not compartmentalizing our lives, that we are sexual beings. In any case, this tactic of agent surrounding continues to be, it changes up, but it continues to be, agent surrounding and EMF is what is done to me. And if it was done, is done to me, it had to be off the charts for Prince. I grasped that he was a threat too late for me to advocate on this radio show for him. And I only found out, put two and two together because of Alice Miller and revisiting in my mind what he was actually saying in Purple Rain, and particularly in this, when I played the song Baby I'm a Star. We had just been discussing Alice Miller's, the section of For Your Own Good, when she talks about how, when she's quoting one of these poisonous pedagogues, who is saying that if you see precociousness in children, if you see what they would consider to be, what they called precocious physical gifts, nip it in the bud, kill it, right? They talk about how they don't want the child to have a self, what they called a will, and that you have to break the will of a child. When we were discussing that section of Alice Miller, and since being targeted and having seen, and also, in addition to Alice Miller, we've been reading Karl Popper, who talks about the importance in their frame of thinking, of training the children. Martin Bernal talks about this. A lot of folk have been talking about how using the philosophy of Plato, they have figured out if they want to see their dream of the Republic realized, they have to train children to do it, that it takes place, this implementation of their vision over multiple generations, which means they train children. Alice Miller explains this, Martin Bernal explains this, Karl Popper explains this. And once you realize that the inculcation of this training happens from infancy up, it is a real dilemma how to break that conditioning, or a real question whether it ever can be. But ever hopeful, it occurred to me that Prince's song, Baby I'm a Star, is a useful tool. And I said, play this over and over and over, please, until you can feel this man. And it clicked for me then that he had to have been made a target. He personified everything they hate, everything they're trying to destroy. Now, if I had been following his music, I would have understood this long ago. It would have been written about in Waking Up. But I didn't, to my grief. Prince suffered psychically, not just physically, by this tactic of isolating him with false people. This man lived and breathed honesty. He needed to believe that the people around him were authentic. He needed authenticness. He didn't get it. In the song Slave, he says, everybody keeps trying to break my heart. Everybody except for me. I just want a chance to play the part of someone truly free. Like a candle slowly burning, I feel my world unravel. Hemisphere upon hemisphere lie beneath my soul. My enemies kept it turning, but now they pound the gavel and judging me accordingly. I know everybody keeps trying to break my heart. Everybody except for me. I just want a chance to play the part of someone truly free. Slowly candle burns. Where'd they learn hypnosis? How'd they keep me under for so long? Break the bread I earn. Just keep me far from closest. I need their kind to illustrate what's wrong. But I can't let you break my heart. And that's the song Slave from the CD Emancipation. And in the song Chaos and Disorder, he says, I'm just a no-name reporter. I wish I had nothing to say. Looking through my new camcorder, trying to find a crime that pays. I get hit by mortars. Everywhere I go, I'm loitering. Chaos and disorder ruining my world today. Nowadays, happy ain't allowed. You're played. Used to mean top 40. Now, 40 days of being played ain't proud. They were responsible for him suffering a lot. In a previous show, we suggested that the encouragement he was given to become a Jehovah's Witness in the period subsequent to his baby's death, which I am convinced was a murder, because I have experienced the EMF weapon that I'm assuming is a laser because of the force, the intensity, the precision, and the searing, burning pain that lasted its effects for months. I am absolutely certain as well this is what they did to his hip. Well, nothing about no, he wore high heels. Nothing about that. He has been assaulted for 30 years plus. And what they did to my hip, I was able to see the very week he was murdered. This is what they did to him. It's very curious to me, the proximity of those two events. Showing me that weapon showed me that it was highly likely that the fused skull in utero of an infant was not an accident when that was Prince's baby. In any case, that he was at in that chaos and disorder period afterwards. He was encouraged. And I don't know the exact dates. I'm hoping to piece together exact chronology of his of events in his life. He was encouraged to check out Jehovah's Witness, which he did. And I believe this was yet another of Power's schemes to nullify the threat he posed to them. And I suggested others were to encourage him to think the problem was race in our in our December 11 show. We played the song Face Down with the phrase "dead like Elvis," and I'm certain he was referring to Elvis, his assumption, which would be mine as well, is mine as well, that Elvis was also murdered with EMF, and Bruce Lee, and we know a lot of other folk with these, some, you know, mysterious early deaths, and a lot of older folk too. We won't go there. It's too long a list. The Rainbow Children and his work subsequent is potent evidence of the lack of success of it. For while some of its language, particularly when not discussed by us, could be taken out of context in an attempt to use it against the cause of global human freedom. And here's a quote from the opening of The Rainbow Children, which could be taken out of context. "The wise one who understood the law as it was handed down from God long ago reflected the true meaning to his woman every day, and she surrendered her discerning of it into his care and keeping, for she trusted he would lead in the right way. Her children in subjection to her, and she in subjection to the wise one, and the wise one in subjection to the only true God forever is in subjection to God." And always recall, keep in mind that God is a word that has, that is the source, that means the source. And there are many words that mean the eternal. We are sourced in the eternal. Prince's rejection of the notion of the crown by the conclusion of the story, we've been saying how you have to consider the piece as a whole, and its clear emphasis on non-coercion, and his consistent emphasis on non-coercion throughout his life, would debunk any such interpretation. I think the absence of coercion, clearly key to the order Prince is envisioning, and I really want to think more about this, because it's a non-hierarchical, non-authoritarian, non-coercive order. And I think we're going to, as when we get to clarifying that discussion, be also bringing in Proudhon's notion of a harmonizing effect of when all of us freely contribute our gifts. Harmony. A harmonic conversion of our gifts is an order that's natural, that we can naturally harmonize, merge with each other. A natural order, if you will, is what I'm convinced is Prince's sense, based a non-coercion based non-coercion based on realizing and being realized by the rule of love. Non-coercion based on realizing and being realized by the rule of love settles the question of subjection.